ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनपतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीं मुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् In the last day we saw a brief introduction into what we are going to deal, Brahma Sutra, Shankara Bhashyam, or Shankara Bhashyam, you can say. So Adhyasam, today we will see in brief Adhyasam. So Adhyasam is one of the very basic concept, which is a fundamental, you can say it is a fundamental block of Vedanta. So a person who can understand Adhyasam, can or does understand Adhyasam, then all concepts, theories and as well as implementation too becomes very easy, very simple. Because that is the basis of Vedanta itself. And that is the reason why also Shankara terms his introductory, or he not terms, he explains Adhyasam in the introduction to his Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, and which is in current day which is commonly known as Adhyasa Bhashyam. So Adhyasam, so last day we saw about I with respect to Brahman and I with respect to Jagat. So this I, so everything is obviously like everything is to do with I. Everything is and has to do with I. Without I, nothing remains. We know that. Aham, remove that aham, remove that I, then there is nothing else. What do social service people do? Social service means like seeing oneness, oneself in others. So that is there, the I becomes huge, big. The I which is limited to one person becomes global, as Sri Sri Ravi Shankar says. The local I becomes global, that is what happens there. Even as Vamana grew, Vamana, which who was Vamana itself means a small person. A small person due to Mahabali's spiritual progress, that small I became very big. Virat, he became Virat, all pervasive. So that is the concept there. So there is still I there in social service as well. Oh, naham naham tvam tvam, you alone are there, I am not there. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, so there also, naham naham tvam tvam, I am not there, only you are there. So only you there. Who is this you? You are the basis, you are the substratum, you are whom I depend on. So there also like you is I. So that is what happens. The limited I vanishes. The I as a servant, the I who is dependent on Ishvara is there, which means there also I. So everything is with respect to this I. So this I, if we have to analyze this I, then we have to know as to what all are the perspectives of this I. So this I is like many. I has many faces. So even as a person like a middle-aged person, he is a man, he is a human being, he is a father, he is a husband, he is a brother, he is a worker, employee, he is a boss, he is a subordinate. So all those are there for that one person. So similarly, this I has different faces. Here faces doesn't mean the face, physical face, but I has different perspectives, we can say. So the most common that we experience is with respect to the body, a bodily notion. Whenever we talk about, oh, I have headache. Who is this I? The body. So then at times there is like, I have some a mental disturbance. Then there it becomes, the I becomes the mind. At times this I is also intellect. And all other times this I takes a new form, which is mine. So instead of aham, it becomes mama. So all these are faces of I, it is I only. I becomes all of these. So I becomes the deham, I becomes the mind, I becomes the buddhi, I becomes andhakaranam, I becomes indriyas, I becomes karmendriya, jnanendriya, I prana, etc. I also becomes mama with respect to external world. So trying to understand, trying to find out the real I, true I, that is the purpose of Vedanta. So what is true I? There is analysis. So this analysis also is often called as Drik Drishya Vivekam. So there is Drik and Drishya. So Drik is the subject and Drishya is the object. So differentiate everything in the world. Drik Drishyau Dvau Padartau Staha Paraspara Vilakshanau Drik Brahma Drishyam Mayeti Sarva Vedanta Dindima. So try to analyze this Drik and Drishya. So the real I and all other things. So how can we know the real I? So whatever can be termed as mine, whatever can be differentiated from I, so whatever stands apart from I, or whatever is not part of I at all times, that is not I. So that is not I. So na aham, or aham na, we can say. And that is drishyam. Drishyam means object. Object can never be I, because I am the subject. So anything that is subject to becoming an object, that is not the subject. So that is different from I. So object means different from I. So different from I means it's not the I. So deham. So when we try to analyze deham, so deham, deham is also subject to this notion. Like sometimes we say my body is paining. So that my body can come only if I am not the body. Mine is when like something I am not. So my body, the body becomes a subject. We see the body. I see my body. So there itself, like, I see my body. How can I see myself? I can't see myself. Because how can I see myself? I can't see myself. So therefore, I see the body means I am not the body. So which means that in that case, body is not I. And of course, we have the dream and the deep sleep state. So in both the states, the body is not there, the physical body that we see, the sthula shariram is not there. In dream, there is a sukshma sharira, there is a subtle body, whereas in deep sleep, there is a causal body, which we are very familiar with. Sukshma shariram, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, and karana shariram. So I am not the body, any of these three bodies. So any of these three bodies means that includes everything from the physical body to the mind, to the indriyas, prana, everything until ignorance. So all of those are not I, because all of those are experienced. Experience means another way of seeing, a generalization of seeing. I see my body, I experience these, therefore I cannot be these. So that means I am Sakshi Drigheva Natu Drishyate. But there is still an I, that I which is not experienced. The I that is never experienced. So another way to put this never experienced is ever experienced. So that which is ever experienced, there is only one thing that can be ever experienced. Ever experienced is oneself. So that which is never experienced is ever experienced. So both are same. So that which always exists, never exists. Or never is seen as existing. So how can you say something exists? We can say something exists. That's why in Gita, Krishna says that the self is beyond even sat and asat. The whatever we call as existing, non-existing self is beyond all those. We say something exists. That itself means that something did exist at some other, or something didn't exist at some point of time and now it exists. So never existing, it cannot exist at any point of time because it is beyond existence. We can't say it exists, so that means it is ever existence. So never experience that which is never experienced, that is not experienced at all, is always experienced. Both go hand in hand. Though both might seem to be contradictory in nature, but it means that that which is both never existing. So never existing means we can't prove the existence of the self. Can anybody prove the existence of the self? Nobody can. So that's why the various scriptural systems, not scriptural, various Vedantic systems are there. Each argue that my philosophy is right. Every person, all the darshanas attack each other, saying, I am, mine is true, mine is right, yours is wrong, mine is right, yours is wrong. All those are there. Why all those are there? Because the self can never be proven. Why can't it be proven? Because it is self-proven. So why can't it be proven? Because it is ever proven. So that which is never proven is ever proven. And that which is never proven and ever proven is beyond proof. So the self is beyond proof. The statement that the self is self-proven or swayam prakasham. When we say the self is swayam prakasham, what it means is it is beyond prakasham. So prakasham means something which is as light or existing, which means it is existing now, so it is bound by deshakala vishayam. Here it's not bound. So it's not bound by anything. That is why it is never proven, which is ever proven. And never proven, never proven, or beyond proof is the self is beyond proof. The self is beyond experience. Such anubhava atitam. When we say the self is anubhava atitam, then lot of doubts will come. Such an anubhava atitam entity, does it exist or not? Even if it exists, it is anubhava atitam, then how can I experience it? So all those doubts in the mind will come, like when we say that the self is beyond experience. And that is why the Shastras say, like another perspective to it, another way of putting it is, the self is ever experienced. So this never experience, never experience, all those go to show that the self is beyond all, beyond Triputi. Beyond Triputi means it is the Sakshi Drik. It is a Sakshi subject that is not subject to anything at all. It is not subject to anything. So how can something be not subject to anything? Sakshi. How can something be Sakshi? It has no relation whatsoever with whatever we see. Whatever is there. How can the self not have any relation with whatever it is, whatever is there? Because whatever is there, whatever is being experienced now is an illusion. Jagan mithya. And what is the self? Substratum, adhishthanam. So whatever is experienced in the dream world, the dreamer is totally unaffected because he is a substratum of it. The substratum is not at all tainted, substratum is not at all affected. So even when a lot of things happen, boats sink, boats are sinking, hurricane, like hurricanes are hitting the country. Obama is trying to push the health care plan. Liar calls even in the, or even when the Congress session is going on, or Reddy vanishing or Reddy dying. So death, if we look online in any online newspaper, we can see that everywhere lot of problems are happening. So amidst all those problems, whatever is happening, whatever problems are happening, the self is unaffected by all of those. Because it is just a witness, it is a substratum, adhishtanam. Adhishtanam is not affected by whatever happens in the adhishtanam. Whatever happens in the adhishtanam still remains the same. So it is a well-known concept that everything is in space. Everything is in space, yes. Everything is in space. Is space affected by everything? Space is unaffected. Space is totally affected when as per the Big Bang theory or the expansion theory, whatever it is, from space, from infinite space, from no space or space which has nothing in it, everything starts. But the space still remains unaffected and everything merges onto space. So science also agrees that everything is in space and everything will vanish, new things will come up. But science doesn't understand that there is a conscious principle even behind that space. Space cannot exist without the conscious principle. But for the conscious principle, space will become non-existent like water seen in desert. So that conscious entity is Chaitanya Marchit, which we call as I. So I, this I, like whatever we call as I, this I is a substratum, is the drik. It is never experienced, it is ever experienced, it is beyond experience. It is everything, it is nothing. So these are all these diverse views. Tadejati, tannayejati, tadhure ratu antike, tadu antarasya sarvasya, tadu sarvasya asya bahyatah. Anejadekam manasojaviyo. Tadejati, it moves, it doesn't move. It is far, it is near. It is inside everything, it is outside everything. It doesn't move. Anejadekam. Ekam anejad, it is one and it doesn't move, but still it is faster than the mind. Manasojaviyo. So all these like diverse views are the only way to say that the self is beyond everything. So that which is beyond everything, that which is substratum of everything, is everything, but still it is not everything. So this is a concept which is very tough to express in words, and it is still tougher to grasp. So grasping is very easy, but still there will be a lot of confusion. So this concept is very simple. Namarupam, if we take Namarupam or any illusion, water in desert. The desert is water, but still it is beyond water. It is water and not water. It is water. Whatever water is seen is desert only. But as water, the desert is not water. So as the names and forms of this world, if we are talking about names and forms of this world, then Brahman is not the Jagat. But if we are talking about Jagat in its essence, or Jagat in reality, then Jagat is Brahman. But unfortunately, today we are focused on Namarupam being real. Therefore, the Shastras give the way of negation. Negate this Namarupam. Negate the Drishyam. Seek the drik, which is the self or the real I. Negate the unreal I, seek the real I, and then a person will realize that unreal, real, everything is the self. So when we say the statement of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya itself is from an empirical viewpoint. Ultimately, there is only Brahman. There is only Brahman. We can't even say anything. There is only Brahman. There is no Jagat, there is no Mithya, there is no Adhishtanam. How can Chaityo Paragarupame Sakshitapina Tatviki? So Chaityo Paragarupame or Chaityo Paragarupame Sakshi Bhavam is also Upalakshanamevayam Nistaranga Chidambudehe. Sakshi Bhavam or Adhishtanam, I am the Adhishtanam, Brahman is the Adhishtanam, that is also a not real upalakshanam, it is just a tatastha lakshanam, it is not real. Because if there is nothing, the jagat that we see itself is unreal. If that is unreal, then what to speak about my relationship with jagat? Isn't it futile? Isn't it illogical to say that the desert is a substratum of water in desert? It is illogical because water itself is not there. If water itself is not there, then how can we say desert is a substratum? Substratum for what? For the desert. For the water that is seen in desert. Is the water real? No. If the water is not real, then the substratumhood of desert is also not real. Everything is only desert. So similarly, everything is the self. There is only self. There is only Brahman. Brahman, self, I and all are the same. But even though this is ultimate truth that there is only Brahman, only I existing, still this we think because of experience, anubhavam. Anubhavam is dvaitam, anubhavam is bhedam. Therefore, this I becomes many, or seen as many. And when the I is seen as many, that is what is called as adhyasam. Adhyasam. This, the real I is thought to be this body I, the mind I, the I which is related to the world. That is adhyasam. That is the cause of all problems. So, considering oneself as a particular person, born in, on a particular day, doing a particular work, and related to people, having a house, possessing this, possessing that, all those are just illusion. It is a superimposition. So, these objects are superimposed, these unreal objects are superimposed on the self, on the real I. So what happens? The body is superimposed on I, and therefore, like if the body is superimposed on I, body will be seen as I. So body is considered as I. So thus starts a long chain of I-ness, if we can say. Wrong I-ness. So the real I is veiled, the real I is lost or forgotten, we can say, and everything else is superimposed on it. So that is called adhyasam. So we have to remember here that though the real I is veiled, the real I has been lost or forgotten, it still is always there because never existing, never experienced, because it alone is real. So whatever is experienced, whatever is seen, unseen, everything is that. Yadbhudam, yadbhavishyat, echanyatrakalatitam, tadapi omkareva. So the past, the present, future and whatever is there beyond time, that is also omkaram. That is also Brahman. So Brahman alone exists, that is still there. The eye of Brahman is always there. But things are superimposed, considered. So that means the story, like we can remember the story where the prince was brought up as a farmer. The prince, he is a prince, but he was brought up as a farmer. Therefore he thought he was a farmer. Until one day the truth dawned upon him. And then like he realized that he was never a farmer. He was always a prince, but he thought himself to be a farmer. And that thinking, that wrong thinking, which is adhyasam. Adhyasam was there, adhyasam in the form that I am farmer. Who am I? I am prince. Upon I prince is superimposed I farmer. And thereby I am poor. I am suffering, I have to do this, all those start and problems get created. Of course, in that case, it may not necessarily lead to problems, but in the lion's example, so a lion cub is born, but at that time, like what happens is the lion cub is born amidst, or it is groomed along with bleating sheep. So the sheep says bla bha bhe bhe bhe. So the cub started behaving like a sheep. So it grew up, and after growing up, once a lion was pouncing upon the gang, And it saw a small, a young cub. And that cub was also crying like a sheep. Then the lion took him to a river and showed him, look at yourself. You are like me, look, compare. So you are not a sheep, you are a lion. So fear of lions and forgetting one's own nature, that causes problem in that case. So in order for a sadhaka to get rid of the wrong eyes, jagat, a compassionate master has to come, and the compassionate master will give him the mirror of shastras, to say, you are this, tattvamasi shvetaketo, you are this. And in that mirror, the guru will say, look, you are the self, you are like me, you are the self. And then the shishya will realize. So the first step to realization is, knowing that this adhyasam, this superimposition has somehow happened. Has it really happened? Definitely it has not happened. It is also an illusion. Everything is maya. So maya mayam, it is a play of maya. Play of maya means that it's the play itself is an illusion. Maya itself is an illusion. The play of maya is also an illusion. So the dream world is an illusion. Inside that illusion, you create another illusion which will help us go beyond that illusion. Of course, is it possible like that? We are dreaming. We are walking on the road, and then all of a sudden a lion pounces upon us. Immediately we get up. So the dream lion, the lion is not real. The lion was not real. The dream lion causes us to wake up. In the same way, the Vedas or the scriptures, which are just as illusory as the world, the spiritual path, what we call as the spiritual path, which is as illusory as this world itself, helps in getting rid of itself, and therefore it is to be used in order to realize. So Shankara says, gives this example, Kritva Swayam Nashye Jalam Kataka Renuvat. So a kataka or alam, when we put alam in water, the alam purifies water and it itself vanishes. So in the same way, when a sadhaka uses proper jnanam, jnanam also vanishes and what remains behind is only one Brahman, one Atman, one self, or the real I. So adhyasam, so in order to get rid of adhyasam, the way is apavadam or negation. So again, going back, the first thing a sadhaka has to remember that somehow this adhyasam has happened and we are in that illusion or we are under that delusion. So in that or from this delusion or illusion, we have to negate first whatever is not the self. So negate whatever is not the self, assert oneself as the self. Self means the substratum of everything, the pulsating consciousness. So once we negate everything, I am not this body, I am not this mind, I am not the objects of the world, I am not any of these. When we negate all of those, what will remain behind is only the self. And that is the way to realization or what we call as moksha. Adhyarupa pavadhabhyam nishprapanchah prapanchyate. Ancient people say adhyaropam apavadam. So adhyaropam or adhyasam is the cause of problem, and in order to remove it, apavadam. So when we see a snake in the rope, assert, tell that there is no snake in the rope, assert. So it is not just telling. Telling won't help. So we have to go further, we have to go near and verify that it is not there, and there is no snake there. So in the same way, it is not just asserting. That's why many people just assert, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. That is not alone enough. We have to experience it. It's not just repeating something. It is something which has to be an experience. How can we experience the self? Negating all other experiences or remove all experiences which are not the self, and then experience of whatever remains behind, which is in Shushiv experience, Aparokshanubhavam will happen. When Drishyam completely vanishes, whatever remains behind is Drik, and that is also at times said as Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Though I'm not a fan of Nirvikalpa Samadhi as such, if we want, we can remember that, else it's also fine. So that's why, like sadhana, we have to do sadhana in order to negate the wrong notion and like remove Drishyam. Drishyam cannot be removed just by saying Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Drishyam has to be negated by saying this doesn't exist. So that's why many people who do even sadhana, they don't realize. People who do sadhana or even jnana margam, like they don't realize. They don't get anandam. Why don't they get anandam? They don't get anandam because negation of the world doesn't happen. Mithya jagat. That in Advaita Siddhi, Madhusudana Saraswati starts with Jagan Mithya. She tries to explain Jagan Mithya first. So Jagan Mithya is what is important. That is the first thing to be dealt. So without negating the world, without gaining apara vairagyam, without gaining dispassion towards the world, just contemplating on Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Where is my tea? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Oh, that movie is going on. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. What are you doing? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. That is what will happen. That is what will happen with respect to Aham Brahmasmi or Anusandhanam. So negation of the world is required. So that is why Viveka Vairagyam, Vivekino Viraktasya Shama Adiguna Shalinaha Mumukshu Revahi Brahma Jidnyasa Yogyatamata Sadhana Chatushtayam Vivekam. Discrimination between real and unreal. What is real? Brahman is real. This Jagat, Brahman as Drik is real. This Jagat which is Drishyam, that is not real. And Vairagyam, getting dispassionate towards this world, because Anityam Asukam, it is unreal. That which is unreal will cause sorrow. Anityam Asukam, and thereby seek Brahman. Brahman is real. That which is real is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Anandam. We can say Sachidanandam. So Anandam, so seek that. That is Vairagyam. Then Shamadhi. Shama, calmness or control of the mind, internal mind, the inner mind. Dhamma, control of sense organs, the external part of the mind. Dhamma, Uparati, so Uparati, controlling the sense organs or pulling the sense organs from the sense objects and focusing on the self. That means even when we see sense objects, trying to see it as Brahman, not sense objects as self. As that, and titiksha, while passing, like there will be a lot of troubles, there needs to be a lot of patience, forbearance, not letting go, try until you succeed. So whatever happens, remaining bold, remaining strong. And then shraddha, faith in the guru's words, faith in what the guru says. Whatever the guru or the shastra say is not something which we can test drive. There is no beta version for it. We can't just test it for 10 days and then say, oh, yeah, give me moksha for one day. Let me see like if I can experience it and how it sounds. And then like I'll decide whether to go with it. We can't do anything of that sort. We have to have faith. So faith is required. And then samadhanam, along with faith, like trying to maintain this, tranquility of the mind. The mind which is running here and there, mind, the drunken monkey of mind. Running here and there. So trying to focus the mind, trying to calm the mind through various sadhanas, and then mumukshutvam, that burning desire for liberation. I want moksha now. I want to get rid of all bondage. I have been suffering for many, many births. Punarapi jananam, punarapi mananam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, iha samsare bahudustare kripaya apare pahi murare. For many, many births, like punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, again birth, again death, and again in the womb of the mother, again birth, again death, again birth, again death. Nadhyam kita viva, avartad, avartantaram, ashute. So from one to one, like again and again and again and again, like taking births. Krimiyai, puluvai, eyunna jantukkal paladai, paravagal, മൃഗവുമായി ക്രമമായി ഉയർന്നുയർന്ന ആത്മാനുഭൂതി നരജന്മം ആർജിച്ചതെന്തിനു നീ. So this Narajanmam, I have got this Narajanmam like after Krimi Puru, like after many, many births. 84 crore species are there. After so many births, I have attained this precious human birth. Narajanma Durlavamataha Pumstvam Tato Viprata Itakkonvasti Moodatma Yastu Swarte Pramadyati. Shankara says, Labdhva Gatam Chinnara Janma Durlabam Tatra Pipumstvam Surati Paradarshanam Yastvatma Mukta Unayateta Moodadihi Sahyatma Hya Swam Vinihanti Asadgrahat. So this Nara Janmam is something which is very rare. After having attained this rare Nara Janma, not wanting to get rid of all these illusion. So we have gone through a lot of illusion, like this illusion has been continuing anadi. It doesn't have any beginning. Anadi maya, like it is without any beginning. And it has been going on and on and on. So enough. I can't take it any longer. I want to get rid of it now. I want to get rid of it. So such Chinmaya calls burning desire for liberation, mamukshutvam. So all these are essential, the sadhana chatushtayam. And then like all the sadhanas, japam, dhyanam, etc. Kaya, vang, manak, karyam, uttamam, pujanam, japas, chintanam, krama, puja, japam, dhyanam. All those sadhanas, everything is essential in order to get the conviction about this jagat being mithya, jagat being anityam. And then focus on Ishvara, on Brahman, on Advitiya, satyam. So apavadam starts with this jagan mithya, negate this world and focus on Brahman. So negate this world and focus on Brahman will automatically happen. So focus on Brahman, automatically will negation of world happen, may or may not happen, depends on what we consider as Brahman. So if we consider Brahman as a substratum of jagat, so that is why Chandra Shaka Nyayam, we can't directly go to Brahman. We can't directly jump to Brahman. We can't directly like take birth and after 1 year say, oh, I am going to become a doctor. We can't jump. We have to go through stages. We have to go through each and every stage. We can't just jump. There are gradual processes. Processes are there. We can't like get into the car and say, oh, now I have reached my office. No. If we have to go, like if we have to take an exit, we have to take proper lane, like from the leftmost lane, we have to take the next lane, and then exit. We can't jump directly. Even when we jump directly, like we shift lanes and then go. We have to go gradually, we can't jump. So directly we can't get on to Brahman and say, oh, I am Brahman. You can't do that. You have to Brahman. What is Brahman? Whatever we know now, like negate that and then like you will know Brahman. So with respect to our experience spectrum, which is Jagat, that is why Chandrashaka Nyayam or Arundhati Nyayam is given. So that is how we have to do. So Jagan Mithya, negation is something which is very important, which cannot be just ignored. So that is required. So Adhyasam, like Adhyasam in brief, that is Adhyasam, this I gets associated with all of this. Remove all those wrong I. Whatever is like there as the subject, to negate them. Body, is the body the subject? Yeah, it is the subject, so it is not me. Am I the body? That's the question. That's why Ramana Maharshi says, Aham. So, Aham ayam kuto bhavati chinvata, ayi patatyaham nija vicharanam. Even before that, like, get rid of, like, try to find out where this mind, where the thoughts come from. And then like go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And finally only the I will exist. So when we negate, when we do negation, at the end like the negator, the one who cannot be negated, we will reach a point where we can't negate anything. That is what remains behind as the subject. And that is the self, that is Brahman. That is the way to do. So we have a box full of objects. So we have let's say we have a suitcase and it has a lot of objects. So how do we find the suitcase? So finding the suitcase or getting the suitcase is simple. Remove whatever is in the suitcase. Remove whatever is not the suitcase, and whatever remains behind is the suitcase. It's as simple. So similarly, remember that adhyasam is something which we are experiencing now. We don't experience ourselves as the self, as a substratum of the universe, as pure consciousness. We experience ourselves as associated and identified with many things of the world. Manushyoham, Brahmanoham, I am this, I am Manushya, I am Brahmana, I have this, I have that, I have long hair, I have a fat body, I have this, I have that, everything is there. So negate all those, slowly negate all of those. And when everything is negated through, again, negation here is not just saying I am not the body. So it is very simple. Even a mad person will say, I am not this body. This body is not mine. But then hit the person and he will start crying. Oh, Jnani also will cry. Didn't Ramana Maharshi cry? Okay, Ramana Maharshi did cry. But did Ramana Maharshi really cry? Or did he cry externally? Internally, he was laughing. He'll be laughing because all these physical problems are, they know that they are just part of this world. And they just play. They just play along. They know that they are not the body. They know that I am the self. But they just play along with whatever others are doing. So that is the norm of the world, that when body is paining, we have to cry. They do that. They are perfect actors. So in this acting world, they are perfect actors. So similarly, so even a mad person will say that I am not the body. So that is where jnanam is essential. So when Ramana Maharshi says that I am not the body, find out the self. Who am I? So that is there. It requires intellect. Intellectual assertion is required. That's why Shankara says viveka, vairagyam, samadhi, etc. We start our life when we become of age, we chant that Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Give a boost to my intellect. So let my intellect grow. So why that intellect has to grow? Iti te jnana makhyatam guhyad guhyataram maya. Vimrushyetat asheshena. Krishna's last advice is, I have given you knowledge. Vimrushyetat asheshena. Completely, thoroughly analyze it. Ete chasi tada kuru. Then do what you want. So that analysis, if we have to do analysis, you have to have a strong intellect. So that means intellectual understanding, intellectual logic, all those are there. That's why Brahma Sutra, all this logic is required. We can't just say, you say that there is only Anvaya Vitireka Yukti, this Yukti, only Brahman is there. This is a simple logic. You say Adhyasam, Apavadam. All these seem simple, but I have a simpler way. I'll just chant Ishwara Namam. Very good. Chant Ishwara Namam. But how will you realize? Tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partham ayyaveshita chetasam. A person whose mind is filled with me, for such a person, such a bhakta, I become their savior. How do I become their savior? Mai eva mana adatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya. Their mind and intellect are in me. How can their mind and intellect be in me? Mai aveshya mano imam nitya yukta upasate shraddhaya pareyopeta. They are fixed on me. Their mind is filled with me. They are ever fixed on me. They know me as the goal to be achieved. Tatra abhina mahatmya jnana vismriti apavadaha. There, a person knows that Ishvara to be all-pervasive, Ishvara to be ahameva asameva gre nanyat sadasat param paschadaham yadedacca yo avashishyeta sosmyaham. So they know Ishvara to be the substratum of this world. They know Ishvara to be all-pervasive, Ishvara to be the only person. So those are true bhaktas. All other people are not true bhaktas. So all other people are not true bhaktas. And if a person is not a true bhakta, And for people like who are not true bhaktas, they will not realize just by nama sankirtanam. Shankara said that kalau sankirti keshavam, yes. Who is Keshavam? Keshavam is like the substratum of everything. Keshavam is Brahman. Brahman is Keshavam. Keshava is not somebody different. Keshava is Brahman. Keshava is Brahman only. So that Keshava is what Shankara is speaking about. Shastra is speaking about. Vishnu, who is Vishnu? Vyapana Shilam. One who is all pervasive. Who is Narayana? Yachakinchit jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahishya tat sarvam vyapyan narayana sita. Narayana is one who is inside and outside of everything that is there in this world. Narayana, who is Vasudeva? Sarvatra sau sarvam cha sarvam vasati atrivai or something like that. I forgot the shloka. Vishnu Puran says that Vasudeva can be interpreted in two ways. So one is like one who is everything, who is present everywhere, and the other is one in whom everything is there. In both the cases, it's one Brahman. So just by Nama Sankirtanam, if somebody thinks they can realize, it's not possible. Doesn't Amma also speak about Nama Sankirtanam? Okay, go and stay in the ashram and find out like whether they are learning Shastras or not. Without jnanam, without this knowledge that Ishvara is everything. Brahma satyam jagan mithya ajivo brahma evana paraha. Brahman alone is real. This jagat is just an adhyastam. It is just an superimposition on Brahman. And I like who is associated with jagat, part of this jagat, am Brahman. So without this knowledge, realization is not at all possible. We also have seen the shloka of yada charmavad akasham veshtaishyanti manavaha tada devam avijnaya dukkasyanto bhavishyati. So when a person is able to just fold akasham, space, like a mat, then a person will be able to realize without knowing this deva, knowing this Ishvara, knowing Brahman. That means without knowing Brahman, realization is impossible. Brahmavid brahmaiva bhavati. Knowing Brahman as everything, Brahmai Vedam Amritam Purastad, we saw all those shlokas. So without that, realization is impossible. So everybody has to do that, has to go through that in order to realize. So without that, it is impossible. So I don't want all this logic and all. Okay, well and good. If you don't want logic, still good. But realization will not happen without using logic. Logic is essential. Logic is something which is required. Logic, a person has to go through logic. Logic cannot be negated. Logic has to be used in order to negate this world. One or the other way, logic has to be used. We don't have to learn all the hair-splitting logic that are there. We have to just learn the simple logic of whatever exists here is one Brahman, one Ishvara alone. So whatever exists, anvaya vitireka bhyam yatsya sarvatra sarvada. I forgot the starting of that shloka in Chatushloki Bhagavatam. So as like say that anvaya vitireka bhyam, try to find out through anvaya vitireka whatever is there at all times, and that is Brahman. Etan matam samatishta paramena samadina bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu na vimuhyati karhichit. So assert this Brahman and abide in Brahman, don't get into any distractions. So this learning of this Adhyasa Bhashyam, like many people, or even Brahma Sutra, or even Shankara Bhashyam, people will say, those are high end. Ramana Maharshi also has said, like, people run behind Brahma Sutra. I want to just learn Upadesha Saram, that is enough. Yes, Upadesha Saram is also enough. But in Upadesha Saram also, Ramana Maharshi talks about this only. Jnana Varjita, Jnana Heenachit, Jnana Mastikim, Jnatu Mantara. So, Jnana Varjita, Ajnana Heenachit, that which is beyond Jnanam, that which is beyond Ajnanam, where, what to know there? There cannot be anything to be known there. And that state, like, which is beyond, like, beyond known and unknown, that is what the Shastras call as Brahman. That is what Shankara calls as Brahman. Adhyasam is the cause of problem. And what is Adhyasam? Aham ayam kuto bhavati chinbata. What is Adhyasam? Idam aham pada vikyam. Vigrahendriya pranaditama nahameh kasat tad jadam hyasat. Trying to think this asat, ajadam asat or ajadam, like unreal objects, vigraha indriya pranaditama, that is adhyasam. Remove that, I am not this, I am Brahman. So there itself Ramana Maharshi talks about adhyasam, and he talks about the apavadam and assertion of, like, up through apavadam, negation of all those and asserting oneself to be Brahman. He does that. So if we think like we can just get rid of jnanam or all these logic that Upadesha Saram gives it simple terms, Brahma Sutra doesn't give it in simple terms, then we are wrong. Everything, all these Shastras have to speak only about one Brahman. Nothing else to be talked about. Nothing else worthy of talking. The Rishis know that nothing else is worthy of talking. So without that, it is impossible. And learning such a beautiful work, such a masterpiece of Shankara, will only strengthen our conviction about one Brahman. And very easily, very quickly, we will be able to get to the point where we will ever abide in Brahman. So, yogarato va, bhogarato va, sangarato va, sangavihinah. Yasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nandatyeva. So, whether we do yogam, bhogam or any of those, sangam, asangam, irrespective of whatever we do externally, our mind will be abiding on one Brahman, that Brahman alone exists, and therefore nandati nandati nandatyeva. Therefore such a person will ever rejoice. So we will start with the text, the Adhyasa Bhashyam, the next day. So until then, like, may Amma bless us so that we may be able to grasp this so-called complex but very, very simple text of Shankara Bhashyam, Shankara Chetu Sutri, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, so that through that we can realize Brahman and rejoice in bliss very soon. Namaskar.